break my head!
As their father began to take their talent increasingly seriously, more and more of the boys' time was spent rehearsing.
We have all equipment in the living room. We would move the table because it was a small house the size of a two-car garage. And we would pull all our stuff out and we'd be rehearsing. The doorbell would ring and there'd be a neighbor across the street. But can they come out to play? And I said, no, not today. We have a show that we're practicing. The father made sure we got it right. He was just, you gotta go over it, you gotta go over it. Because he said, when you get on stage, there's no second chances. You gotta get it the first time.
He started working with them every single day, every day. And he never let go, he never stopped. And he kept pushing them to improve and to get better and to get better. And yes, they did.
We played a place called Mr. Lucky's where they would throw money on the floor and I would see Marlon and Michael doing the splits so much more than what they normally do, trying to pick up the money.
After a while they got, gigs at other places. And they went from there, they went to Chicago to the Regal Theater.
The Jackson 5 had begun to make a name for themselves in local bars and dives, but were still waiting for their big break. One way to get noticed was to win a place on one of the talent shows popular at the time.
We used to play the Regal Theater in Chicago all the time, and they used to have a talent show, an amateur night. And they came in the dressing room, and Michael, he was so little, his little legs wouldn't even barely touch the floor, you know, hanging off the sofa. And they were so mannerable, and they were so quiet, and they were so respectful, and they were all of those things. You know, I just fell in love with them from that moment, you know. Then they had a rehearsal for the show that night. You could see the stage from where my dressing room was located. There was a balcony kind of like that overlooked the stage. And I came out of my dressing room once they started performing, and I never do that. And I looked over the banisters, I said, oh my goodness, you know? And me and the guys went back in the dressing room, and the guy said, well, why don't you call the company and see if we can get somebody down here. So I just started calling around and I said, somebody, if you can find Mr. Gordy, please, please, please get him down here. You know, I know he's a busy man. If you can come, somebody come and see these guys. Well, you know, that didn't happen.
Their big break finally came when another Motown artist, Bobby Taylor, invited them to do an impromptu audition in his apartment.
Strewn across the floor were these kids. And he sort of clapped his hands and said, this is Susanna Pass, she works for Berry Gordy, and sing for her. And they did. And I was just stunned. I contacted Mr. Gordy, and I said, I've just seen a great act, and we have to sign them. And he said, I'm not signing any kids. So I kind of went back again. I think it took about two or three times, and he finally said, okay, you know, just to get rid of me. I realized that Michael had something very, very special. When we auditioned them, it was like, whoa. I mean, they were all great, but he was very, very much the centerpiece.
They sang a couple of James Brown songs, and he was doing some James Brown moves. Took what James had to offer and added some Michael to it. Berry Gordy absolutely was blown away by the Jackson 5, like we all were. The focal point of them was Michael because he was so young and so tiny and so talented. It was like looking at a little old man performing.
Michael and his brothers had worked hard for this moment. Their father's dream of making them stars was about to become a reality.